You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound, get the most trusted Browns news straight from the team to your phone, including insider videos, photos, player news about the rookie class mini camps, including today our live look at mini camp. And of course, this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and the Browns Huddle, the video we tell you every single day, bringing up the latest on this team by downloading the official Browns mobile app for Apple and Android now to stay up to date on your team. 216-578-0850, the way to get on board here. Got a couple of good Twitter questions. We're going to get in the mailbag fully later on, but I wanted to ask you this one because this one came to me from Row Through Cleveland. He said, is there any shot for other running backs that aren't named Crowell West and Duke Johnson, those guys trying out for football, for fullback? Anybody who do you like in the running back room?
I think, as someone that you've been very high on is Glenn Winston. You know, big, physical specimen. For some one reason or another, maybe because of the value that they have in the guys ahead of them that are, you know, two of which are draft picks, another guy who's kind of rose to the scene, might have been stealing a lot of the shine. But everyone out there, you know, has liked what they've seen out of Glenn Winston. And again, by being a fly on the wall, you know, out at practice, Jimmy Haslam made his way out, you know, was standing, you know, very close to us, started asking about the running backs. How does Johnson look? His second question was, how's Winston been doing? So he's on the radar.
He's definitely on the radar, and I know that he's got a big fan in Ray Farmer and this coaching staff. They like what Winston brings to the table. Last year he was up at times and he contributed on special teams. Luke Lundy is a guy who I think is going to be a training camp legend in this town, and they like him. I've heard him compared to Mike Allstott, Peyton Hillis.
There's no role for that guy on this offense.
Well, he could complete play at fullback. Can he play special teams? We'll find out. I believe the other Johnson, he was saying not named Johnson, I'm sure he included Duke and Malcolm,
yes,
who's going to make this team, I think, as an H-back in that Marcel Reese role.
Play a lot of special teams as well.
And he will play a lot of special teams as well. This team, now that you have a Duke Johnson, and you saw today when he comes in the backfield, motions out, and then is in the flex, as a defender, you're a linebacker, what are you thinking? And when you do that, what are you looking for as a quarterback as a tell? If a linebacker all of a sudden follows him out, is that, hey, we're in man? If nobody moves at all, does that mean you're in zone?
Yes, exactly. And when you're in zone, you'll absorb the route that he's going to run. So the quarterback immediately knows, we're trying to get Duke in a matchup, but they're playing zone. So I know to go elsewhere with the football. There's another matchup that I'm going to have to find. And the greatest asset that Duke Johnson may in fact be is not only his production when he is out into a route or you're trying to scheme him open on a flare screen, a bubble screen, motioning him out, whatever you do is, but once you capitalize on his athleticism time and time again, whether it's the preseason or early in the season, a defense is going to do everything they can to stop it and take it away. So then you start running those routes to get Duke Johnson open, but you have, you know, kind of like, you're now playing that chess game. Ha, you think I'm going to throw to Duke, but I'm actually doing a double screen. I'm motioning Duke out. I'm going to fake it one way and go to the backside to a fake to Gabriel or Hawkins with Bo and Schwartz and Greco coming out the right side to get in front for Hawkins to run behind. So he not only is going to be paid dividends through his play, but also become a huge decoy once defenses get hip to the fact that when he's in the game, that red flag starts getting waved and that alarm goes off in your head to identify. You identify him. Sometimes defense overemphasize on a guy like that. You use that to your advantage and go to another playmaker.
And so if McCown sees that and you're running that angle route, so that's a route that is typically you're going to use it against man coverage. When you have him out there and let's say they stay in zone. So does that play have basically like a man concept on one side and a zone concept on the back
side? It can.
So that you know if they're in zone, you're going left, you're working the left
side. It can.
Side of the field.
And I think as I talked yesterday, as we brought up Duke Johnson, I said, or even this morning on our live look-in, I talked about the amount of impact that he can have early in the season is going to be based around how comfortable and how much of this offense he can grasp. When he grasps it all, I think he becomes a part of the rotation with as a true third running back. For now, at the beginning, it's going to be specialized routes and spot duty as a running back. And when he gets really good and John DeFilippo and this offensive staff put together great game plans and they can essentially pigeonhole what defense and what coverage they're going to be in, you get Duke Johnson out into a route, he's not running that angle route. Or he may, but his position will be a choice route. It can be the angle. It can be the angle in and out. You know, he can run right at the defender and run, you know, a stick route out, or he can cross his face in. So that's where you want the evolution of the role that Duke Johnson will have, where him and Josh McCown have built such a great rapport that Duke Johnson doesn't have a route. It's literally backyard football. It's your choice. Go get open. If he's playing outside technique, run right at him and break inside. If he's playing inside technique, run right at him, break outside. You're that good. You can stick your cleats in the ground better than anybody we've seen around here in a long time.
How tough is that for an offense to be on the same page when you have all those choice routes, and for a defender when you're covering a guy who is running a choice route?
Well, for an offense, there's probably only going to be one guy in a choice. You're not going to give everybody. It's not like backyard. It's like true five guy. Hey guys, ready, break.
Let's
everybody
go.
Run your route. Go get open. No,
sure.
You're going to have four guys, you know, running their designated route, and you might get a Duke Johnson or maybe in another situation, Gabriel or Hawkins, who can succeed in one-on-one situations the best, which is why you give them that choice. And that's a choice based on what they see from the offense. So, and that means, and Aaron Rodgers in some cases, why you see those hand signals by Aaron Rodgers. Some of them are dummies. Some of them are legit hand signals where him and Jordy Nelson, him and Randall Cobb are going, I see cover three. Do you see it too? And, you know, they'll give that head nod, and then you'll see him giving, you know, the okay, the salute, a hand signal. And that's the two of them communicating visually, not verbally, saying, I see it. Do you run this route? And that's, he's basically giving him his route, you know, pre-snap, which is, again, ahead of the curve, because most likely that's where he goes with the football. How hard is it to cover a choice route? It's very hard because, as I said, when I said Duke's going to...
They're reading you.
So if I'm playing inside man technique, you know, I know that that running back is going to run at me and basically press into my rule.
To break out.
Create almost like a basketball player, run at me, then deviate away from me. He doesn't want to create space, and that's why Duke Johnson is so special. And as I mentioned before, his ability to put his cleats in the ground and make that cut, that jump cut, whereas another, you know, less talented, less athletic running back might have to pitter-patter their feet to make that break. He puts that cleat in the ground, and it's an acute, you know, 90-degree angle breaking out from you, as opposed to rounding a route, which only gives, you know, creates a margin of error and creates time and space for you as a linebacker to recover to make that play.
It's interesting because you can see what they're trying to do, as you talked about in the very first play when you had Hawkins inside of Hausler. It was to create a mismatch.
It's for
which
a reason.
They got. Then you bring Duke Johnson out, create a mismatch. That's what they're going to try to do. And eventually, as you pointed out, once you create those mismatches and have success with it, then those mismatches can become things that you do to decoy and get
Absolutely.
People out of there trying to break their rules.
Exactly. And once we refine and know our roles and build on the success that we have from today, you got it, man. And then the next thing we do is, so we lined up in it and ran the play. The next thing we do is, go ahead. Let's go to Johnny Manziel, second-year quarterback, first-round draft pick of the Cleveland Browns, meeting with the press.
All right, guys, I guess I'll start off by saying, obviously, thank you to you guys for being respectful during my time over this offseason throughout the last, you know, couple months. I know it's been a while since I've been here in front of you guys, but, you know, I do want to say I appreciate that. You know, secondly, to this organization, to everyone here, Coach Pett, you know, all the way to the top, Mr. Haslam, Ray Farmer, Flip, Kev, everybody, you know, who came to see me throughout my time that I was away. You know, it means a lot to me. It really helped me out through a difficult time. You know, moving forward, you know, my focus is on football. This is what I'm here to do. This is what I love to do. And, you know, that's what I'm here to talk about today, guys. So, you know, my private life and what goes on, you know, that's documented about how I think enough. So for me today, I'm sitting here and eager to talk about the 2015 Cleveland Browns, you know, what we have this year and what we have in this locker room moving forward, you know, really the goals and what we want to do, you know, this season. You know, that's really my focus. Everything else, you know, I'm trying to really close a chapter on my life and move forward and really continue to build on the things that, you know, I've done throughout this offseason. So with that, just open it up to you guys.
Can Johnny Manziel be the starting quarterback of the 2015 Cleveland Browns, and does he want to be?
No, I think right now it's early. I think we're in a stage, you know, as a team, as an offense, where we have a new coaching staff coming in, and You know, we're eager to get these plays, get familiar with everything, get comfortable, and really come out of this OTA session with a good base under us to where we can move it into training camp and then toy with some things here and there. And for me, really just continue to progress. You know, it's obviously new with another offensive coordinator, but, you know, that's part of the game and that's part of how, you know, this league is. Come in and come out, and with that you just have to adapt and try and get better.
Did you rediscover how much you love football, you know, through this whole thing and how much you need it?
I definitely missed it. You know, this is a game that I do truly love. I know from the second that I got back and got back around these guys and the way that they treated me in this locker room from the day I got back, I really can't even put it into words how special that was for me. Just coming back in and just being accepted as anyone else. Like, nothing else had happened, and it was just good to get back in and work through this offseason and just work through these OTAs and just get a chance to bond with these guys even more. It's a lot better coming in as a second year and being around these guys for a full season compared to coming in fresh like it was last year.
Do you think you had to prove to your teammates, Johnny, that this is for real, that you are really dedicated this time?
You know, I think I just need to continue to do the right thing, continuing to do my best out here, putting in extra time, and really just trying to learn to the utmost degree that I can. I think that's the process of where I'm still at. I'm still learning. I mean, it's a big jump for me coming from what I did in the college until now. There's no denying that. And for me, really, just continuing to develop is what I want to do.
Johnny, how would you describe yourself as a teammate last year?
That's a question you have to ask my teammates. I mean, you know, I was in here every day. I think a lot of it off the field, you know, I was a little bit of a distraction. You know, I feel bad about that today. I feel bad about that throughout, you know, the last months of my life, really thinking back and seeing how much of my life outside of this field and outside of this locker room was documented. And it's not fair for Joe Hayden to be having to answer questions about me every day. It's not fair for Joe Thomas and all these guys to just continue to have questions asked about me. You know, I don't think that's fair at all, and I don't want that on them. And that's part of the reason why I'm sitting up here today, is finally to get me out here and get me answering these questions, because I don't think it's fair for them. I think they, you know, while they're my teammates, you know, I think there's other questions about other stuff that they could be answering.
Johnny, yesterday Mike Pettine said you're such a polarizing figure that fans either want to see you succeed big or fail big, and that adds to the pressure on you. Do you feel that pressure, or do you acknowledge that as an issue?
I probably felt it a little more towards after the season. You know, obviously that was, you know, last year was, in my mind, for me personally, a disaster. You know, I didn't come out and perform. That's what it comes down to. Regardless of everything else, come out and what matters on this field is what really matters. But, you know, I think there is a fine line of some people who, you know, have a lot of hope in me and a lot of faith and who are truly fans, and a lot of people that, you know, think because of the way that, and I think it's even my fault, the way that I've built myself up. I set myself up for a little bit of failure in that regard if I didn't come out as a rookie and really perform. So, you know, I think there is a very fine line between those two groups of people for sure.
How do you tune it out?
I think I've done a good job throughout this offseason of really trying to get back to my roots and who I really am as a person. You know, I moved out of, obviously, as you guys know, I moved. I got back to doing some things that I grew up doing that I really enjoy, that are quiet, that are, you know, occupy my time in a better way other than traveling or anything else of that sort. So I'm here in Cleveland. Obviously, I've kind of made this my home. So moving forward, just doing things that I really, really, truly love to do.
Joe also mentioned, speaking of Joe Hayden talking about you, mentioned that you brought your high school coach in. Was that your idea, and how has that gone?
I think, you know, like I said earlier today, you know, I'm trying to keep a lot of my private personal life exactly that, and it's personal. So, you know, I have made steps to ensure a better chance of success for me moving forward. So I will leave it at that. But I mean, everything moving forward, my private life has been out there to a maximum degree. There's no doubt about that. So for me, one thing that I want to do moving forward in this offseason is just try and quiet that to the best of my ability. Whatever I can do to help quiet the noise that has surrounded this team and surrounded myself, I don't want that anymore. I just want to be another player on this team that is in here trying to get better and just, you know, trying to be successful. We want to win here. You know, another guy is just trying to contribute to this team and do whatever I can.
Will the money sign still be part of Johnny Mitchell?
The money sign will not be back. Will not be making it.
How well are you playing?
I think it's like I said, it's a process. You know, I'm doing some good things and doing some bad things. I think that's part of the OTA season. Some days you come out, you really feel like you have it down. Next day, defense will come out and throw a little bit of wrinkles at you, and you have to go back to the film and evaluate.
Johnny, how much did what you were dealing with last year affect you as a football player?
No, I think I'm just, I mean, last year, you know, last year is last year for me. It was what it was, and it was not very good. So for me, I'm trying to close that chapter and just build on what I've done so far this year and just move forward and really just try and close that chapter in my life. Not one that I'm very proud of, not one that I want to look back on very much and dwell back on, that's for sure.
Johnny, you completed that beautiful, you know, when you say that you changed, we've heard you say that before, and I know you always want to mean it, but is it different this time, and do you really think that you have changed and anything you could do?
No, I think it's actions. I think it's been with actions speak way louder than words. So, you know, as much as I may have intended to do some of those things last year and really truly wanted to, I don't feel like I was in a position personally. And you know, now I think I'm doing the right things and taking the right steps necessary for me to put myself in the best position possible to be exactly what this organization drafted me to be. You know, I don't want to give up on that fact at all. You know, I'm not giving up on the fact that they brought me in here as a first round pick and want to see something out of me. You know, it's not lost on me and hopefully not other people in this locker room either.
Johnny, you completed that pass to Duke and Josh Wetnotz. He might have been more excited than you were. Knowing that it's not a real competition, does it make the quarterback room friendlier? Do you feel more comfortable in there?
Yeah, I think Josh is just, you know, I'll speak on Josh. I think he's been awesome since the day I've walked in. He's a Texas guy. He's from right down the road from where I was born and raised. So we have a little bit of a connection there. And then I remember when I went on my visit to Tampa last year and meeting with some of Coach Lovey and all those guys there. He was extremely nice and sat there and talked to him for probably 10 and 15 minutes during that visit. And then to have him come in, you know, I felt a Texas guy, East Texas guy. You know, we were really similar in a lot of ways, and he's been really cool, and we've been able to talk about a lot of things about back home. He's been able to help me, you know, obviously being a veteran, with coverages, with protections. You know, he's been through this quite a few times, new offense, new system, and I think he's really, you know, he's really helped me a lot and been, like, as you've seen out there. And I think he's been great for not only me, but for Thad being in there as well, and as well as Connor, too.
When you're trying to get your personal life, which is personal, in order, does it help that maybe you're not competing for the starting job right now? Or do you think you're always competing?
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, it's really not up to me. It's really up to what Coach Pettine says and what this organization, the guys above me, have to say. But all I'm trying to do is come out right now, do what I can to make Coach Flip, Coach O'Connell, not turn the ball over and try and, you know, do what they want this quarterback position here to do. Let's not turn the ball over, be smart with the football, and go through our progression. So, you know, I think obviously that's Coach Pettine's decision, but for now I'm just doing all that I could do. And that's a progress for me to just try and get better.
Johnny, you touched on this, but did the Johnny football persona become something you just got tired of trying to live up to?
I think it just overtook who I was just as a person, too. I think, you know, at times, you know, Johnny Football probably took over me a little bit, too. And I bought into that. I mean, like I said, you know, I think I didn't do my best to hush things down, push down the hype. You know, I think at times I welcomed it with immaturity and just accepted that a little bit. And that's my fault. At the end of the day, everything that happened last year is not on anybody else but myself. You know, I guess I wasn't, you know, prepared to handle the type of spotlight that I got and all the hype that came with it. So, you know, moving forward, I'm trying to do my part to just push that down, suffocate that a little bit, and just try and live my life and come out here. And, you know, I'm happy being back out here on the football field. I'm happy being back out here with these guys. And I'm excited to come to work every day.
Speaking of the football field, Johnny, if we can just get to the football side of things a little bit here, too. With the way that your starts went last year, I'm just curious, what key aspects are you really trying to improve on with your game? I know I talked to some of your teammates, and they feel like the ball's coming out faster, what have you. But when you're analyzing the defense, calling the plays, what are you specifically looking to improve on?
Yeah, we're adding our protections in a little bit this year. So now it's a little bit of another layer for me to come in and try to learn. But, you know, I feel like right now I'm throwing the ball probably better than I have been, especially through the early part of OTAs. I really felt like it was coming out of my hand better than it was last year, and I felt like I had a little bit more juice on it. So, you know, just coming from that, it's just the process of, you know, now I'm not as focused on, okay, spitting the plays out, knowing where everybody's going to be. Because of the lengthiness of it last year and because of already being through it a year, it's easier now. Now I'm focusing more on, okay, where is this safety going? What is this doing? And being able to focus more on what the defense is doing to us. Where last year, you know, I was still a little bit enamored with everything that we were doing and not being able to focus on the defensive side of the ball. So just continuing to take the progression of just being a quarterback in this league and everything that goes with it to another level and just continuing to learn to where things come second nature, I think that is I think that's the biggest step for me. Johnny, right now is everything, trying to get everything to come second nature.
Johnny, sorry about that.
Two more.
Last year, when you told us you didn't take your job seriously enough, since then, have you learned what it takes in terms of commitment and dedication to be a successful NFL quarterback, and are, what are those things in your mind, and how are you applying them?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've tried to be in here, you know, on the days that we have off, and trying to be in this building as much as possible. I mean, if there's something that irritates me, itches at me, kind of leaves me a little sour after practice, stay in here and figure it out to where that doesn't happen again. And really, that's the biggest thing, not making the same mistake twice from a different look or just trying to get thrown off. We're trying to be a step ahead. And for me, the more time I put in here watching film, the more time I sit in there with Josh, that's a big thing that we did. I mean, through OTAs, you know, after practice, everybody else would be out of here. Me and Josh would sit in here for some extra hours, even to the afternoon, still being able to go on the golf course even later in the day. So being able to stay in here as long as possible and still get out of here and get some time to relax is really the balance. But, you know, this position is extremely demanding, and I think for me now, even if I feel I may be doing enough, I need to continue to try and do more. And the more time that I spend in this building, the better.
How difficult will it be to close that chapter for you?
I don't think so at all. I think that chapter in my life is behind me at least. So I'm moving forward. You know, I'm sitting here today, like I said, happy, looking forward to the future, and just really excited for the season, to get into training camp, to get into preseason games, and get to play against, you know, other defenses again.
In your mind, you're going to wrap, guys.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks a lot, Jody.
Thank you.